Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Volunteer Coordinator for the Network Volunteer Center in Las Cruces, Genevieve Kirk, and Retired Senior Volunteer Program Volunteer, Alan Daly, from the Munson Senior Center. Thank you for joining me on Puentes, Bridges to the Community.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Genevieve, tell me about this Network Volunteer Center, how long it's been around, what it's all about, and how it helps the community.
Great. Well, the Network Volunteer Center was started in 2011. It's housed in the Munson Senior Center, and it's a program of the City of Las Cruces. And our goal is to connect people who are 18 and older to volunteer opportunities throughout the City of Las Cruces. So we work with animal services, we work with parks and recreation, we work with senior programs and a number of nonprofit organizations to connect people with a service assignment.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been with the network since May of last year.
And what brought you to Las Cruces? I take it you're not from here.
I'm not from here, no. I'm actually from Northern Illinois. And I moved to Las Cruces about a year and a half ago with my husband and two young children from Kigali, Rwanda, where we were actually doing some volunteer work. My husband is a Las Cruces native. His father was a professor here at NMSU. Though we have never lived here as a couple before, after 12 years of marriage, we've decided to put down some roots and be here in Las Cruces for a bit.
And be of service to the community.
Yes.
With this great organization. Tell us more about the Network Volunteer Center. What are the missions and things that people would like to come and volunteer?
Right. Well, at the network, our goal is to bring people, whether you're a college student or an adult with your family, a group doing a service project, or someone who's recently retired and you have a bit of time on your hands. We have a number of different volunteer positions that are available. You could work in our libraries. You could work at Animal Services Center if you want to do office administrative support work for different departments and agencies. If you want to drive veterans to medical appointments, we work with a number of different community organizations and city departments to help them fill their critical human needs.
And do you find that there's a lot of people who are looking to fulfill their lives to do something for others?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't had to do a lot of outreach up until this point because we have so many people that know about RSVP, which is one of our programs, and because we're housed in the senior center where we have a lot of traffic. But we're trying to get the word out, especially to younger volunteers, 18 and older, that this network exists, especially for students here at NMSU that might be looking to do some service work for one of their classes. We're a great resource, and we would love to have their work towards our organizations and agencies.
Now, the Network Volunteer Center, is that specifically for seniors or is it for all types of groups?
It's for people 18 and older. And one of our programs is Retired Senior Volunteer Program, which is for people 55 and older. Now, that program has actually been sponsored by the City of Las Cruces since 1973. So we're going on 40 years of serving the community and helping connect retired seniors with different volunteer programs.
Just as we have Alan Daly, who is an RSVP volunteer, and you're at the Munson Senior Center.
Yes, that's correct. I'm doing some volunteering there on a monthly basis, and actually it's through something that Genevieve developed, which is for new people who sign on to the senior programs. We've come up with an orientation, whereas before we had none. And so Genevieve and I worked on it together, mostly her, put it together, and I'm doing the presenting. And it just so happens that that was the one facet of my working life that I enjoyed the most, which was training people. So in a sense, I'm in a training capacity once again, but in a different place and a different focus.
And how long have you been doing this?
Since last summer.
I understand you were the director of the Deming Arts Council?
Yes, in the late 90s. I was the executive director for about 3 years.
So that was, in a sense, getting you ready to do some volunteer work there, right?
Well, I did a little bit of everything. I'll tell you the truth, my own working life, I have done a variety of things. And it's unusual that I can volunteer now again in something I really enjoyed. So I'm very grateful for that.
And how many people are, let's say, underneath you? Are you supervising volunteers as well?
No, I'm all by myself. I'm trying to recruit some new people who can share these duties, you know, so that, and Genevieve is, I think, working on trying to develop a Spanish language orientation.
So can you elaborate on what it is you do as a volunteer there then?
Basically, I have kind of like a PowerPoint slideshow, except that it's more expansive than that. And embedded in the slideshow are videos from different people who have responsibilities in the senior programs. Senior programs is a facet of the city's Department of Cultural and Community Services, correct?
Community and Cultural
Community,
Services.
I know. So there's a number of people with responsibilities in that program. And we have little videos embedded in the slideshow, them speaking about the way they look at their jobs. But then beyond that, I expand upon all the slides and all the presentations to go into more depth. So the total orientation runs about 25, 30 minutes. And then I give a little tour of the Munson Senior Center, which is where most of the activity in the senior programs takes place.
And so what is your presentation when you want to get people to volunteer?
I'm not there so much to recruit people as volunteers. I'm just there to give them an overview of the services that the senior programs provides. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they've come in, I talk to them about the fact that I'm a volunteer. And, you know, if they have any interest, then I would refer them to Genevieve.
Which I appreciate. Thank you.
And Genevieve, tell us more about this volunteer center and the network and how we get people involved.
Sure. Well, one thing some people ask me is what are the benefits that I get out of volunteering? Well, one is an opportunity to meet new people from different parts of the community. Some people who are recently relocated to this area, they're just looking to make connections in the community. So volunteering is a great step in the door and way to connect with people of various backgrounds. We also offer, through RSVP, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, invitations to volunteer appreciation events, so kind of a social network thing. And then we offer free supplemental volunteer insurance coverage to our volunteers who are enrolled in RSVP. So for those volunteers who are, say, for instance, driving veterans to medical appointments, that's an important thing to have in place.
Coming up on February the 23rd, there'll be the volunteer fair. And has this fair been held before?
Yes, it has. Last March was our first year organizing the volunteer fair here in Las Cruces, so this will be our second year. Last year it was held at City Hall, and this year we're holding it at the Brannigan Cultural Center on Saturday, February 23rd from 9 to 1 p.m. And that's right during the busy farmers market, so we're hoping to draw some traffic from the farmers market over to Brannigan Cultural Center. Weather pending, we'll have some tables set up outdoors. If it's very windy, we'll all be indoors. And we have over 30 nonprofit organizations who are signed up to have a table at the fair. So this is a great opportunity for people who are interested in volunteering but don't know where to start or just want to explore what do different nonprofits offer to go to one place under one roof and to get to talk to representatives from these different agencies.
And some of these agencies like AARP, American Red Cross, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Girl Scouts, Keep Las Cruces Beautiful, La Piñon, Habitat for Humanity, Safe Haven Animal Sanctuary, United Way, and many, many others, as you said, 30 organizations.
Yes.
Now, many people who get involved in volunteer programs have been in the Peace Corps, which both of you have been.
Yes, correct.
That's right.
Genevieve, tell me about how you got involved.
Sure. Well, I graduated from the University of Chicago back in 2001 and worked for a nonprofit organization in Chicago for a while. When, unbeknownst to me, my husband one day on our lunch break brought some Peace Corps recruitment literature. And at the time, I thought, you've got to be crazy. What is this Peace Corps program? I actually wasn't familiar with Peace Corps at the time. But after looking through the materials, I had studied abroad in France in college and loved that experience. And I thought, hey, Peace Corps looks like a great opportunity to be overseas. So we were sent to Mauritania, West Africa, which is just north of Senegal, south of Morocco, an Islamic Republic, very remote desert region with a very low population, about 3 million people in a country three times the size of New Mexico. I was teaching English in a high school there and also managing a girls' mentoring center. And it was a phenomenal opportunity. It was the best of times and the worst of times. The climate is actually similar to Las Cruces, but hotter, so probably more like Phoenix. And we were essentially living outdoors. It's a nomadic population, so people there live in our community, which was Ayun, live in tents. And our crash course in living in Mauritania was living under a tent with a family of 15 people.
And did you have children at the time?
No. Peace Corps, you actually can't have children to be in Peace Corps. So this was when we were first married, but prior to having kids.
Well, most Peace Corps volunteers are single, aren't they?
Many are single. About 90% of Peace Corps volunteers are single. About 10% these days are married couples. But one of the requirements of being in Peace Corps is to not have dependents during your time that you're in the service.
Did you go to other places?
I did some traveling throughout the region, but that was where I was stationed for those 2 years, from 2003 to 2005.
And what did you benefit from being a volunteer?
Oh, so many things. I think the Peace Corps motto unofficially is it's the toughest job you'll ever love. And I think for me it was a real growth experience. I was pretty newly out of college, thought that I knew a lot of things and was pretty smart. And going to Peace Corps really humbled me. Felt like a broken pot in the potter's hands. I learned that there's much I can learn from people of other cultures, and I learned more from Mauritanians than I ever could have shared through my work experience and professional experience at that point.
So for someone coming out of college or even high school, would you encourage them to go into a volunteer program?
Oh, absolutely. I think Peace Corps isn't for everyone, but there are lots of different national service programs and even local volunteer programs, Teach for America, AmeriCorps, and then, of course, the Volunteer Fair, which we have coming up here in Las Cruces, is a great opportunity for people to connect with volunteer service in our local community.
And, Alan, what was your experience with Peace Corps?
Okay, I went in 65, also just as a recent college graduate. And like Genevieve, I had studied a year abroad in France, and I got the bug about living overseas. At that time, in 65, the program, the Peace Corps itself was pretty new. I think the first groups went over in 63 to different places. So it was still new, and it was particularly appealing to recent college graduates with a liberal arts degree who didn't really know what they wanted to do. And that's described me to a T. Okay, so I went in. But back then, you didn't have a choice as to where you were going to go. And so you just accepted what they decided for you. So it turns out that my assignment was in Malaysia. That part of Malaysia, which is on the north coast of the island of Borneo, is formerly Sarawak, which was a former British Crown colony back from the 19th century. I was going to work on a community development program, and they sent me upriver to this very remote location where the people there didn't really know what to do with me. They didn't have – that was common in the Peace Corps. They didn't know you were coming, and they didn't know what to do with you. So I came back to the capital city, which was Kuching. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, and worked in an education program where we wrote a syllabus for Chinese kids coming out of Chinese elementary schools and going into English language secondary schools. They spent a year in what they call transition, and we wrote the syllabus for that transition year. So that was an interesting kind of project. And we traveled around all the little towns to make sure that the teachers were getting the idea behind our syllabus, you know.
So do you feel that volunteerism throughout your life has helped, having been in Peace Corps volunteering, that throughout your work life you were also able to volunteer and help
others?
Yes,
I pretty much have throughout my life. I've done a variety of different things, a variety of different volunteer jobs, as well as a variety of different jobs in which I made a paycheck. Volunteering, the rewards are less tangible than a paycheck, but they're just as valuable. For example, you know, I talked about being able to use the job skills that I enjoyed the most in my working life, volunteering right now. There's also the whole business about being appreciative by the local community because you're putting in the time for no return and being plugged in to a network. One of the things for retired volunteers is that networks may atrophy over the years. You know what? People move away. They might die. You might lose touch. You find yourself with less of a network, support network, than you used to have. And this is a good way to plug back in.
Well, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities here in Las Cruces, as we talked about, Genevieve.
Yes. Well, right now we're looking for volunteers for a number of different areas at the Network Volunteer Center. We're recruiting tree stewards to be part of Keep Las Cruces Beautiful and to promote the importance of the tree canopy here in Las Cruces. We're looking for individuals who want to work on environmental stewardship efforts with the Southwest Environmental Center, people who could train veterans through a veterans housing complex here in Las Cruces, folks who might want to mentor youth. We have a great program called Operation Weed and Seed, and we're always looking for people who want to mentor kids after school, as well as some of our normal service delivery through the city of Las Cruces. At our senior program sites, we use volunteers on a regular basis to be dining room aides, where they're assisting seniors with limited mobility to their tables and serving them their trays. And sometimes I get volunteers who come to me with a professional skill set or something in particular, and we might not have a standard volunteer job description, but we can create a job for them. For example, a few months ago, I had a registered nurse come to my office to offer her nursing skills, and we didn't have a set volunteer opportunity for her, but we created one, and she's now doing free blood pressure readings at our senior program sites. She rotates between the four sites on a weekly basis and offers that free of charge to our seniors.
And what are the four sites you have?
The sites are Munson Center, which is our hub of senior programs, Eastside Center, which is up on Tornillo, Benavides Center, which is on McClure Road, and the Frank O'Brien Papin Center, which is in Mesilla Park.
So a lot of opportunities for volunteers coming up, or ongoing then. Do you find that these volunteer jobs are needed more and more as our population is becoming more seniorly?
Absolutely. And in our next grant cycle with the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, we're actually looking to recruit individuals who wish to drive seniors to medical appointments and also to do grocery shopping with them, especially for homebound seniors. So that will be a new opportunity that we're looking to recruit more volunteers in beginning in April.
What requirements will someone who has to drive a senior, what requirements will they have?
Well, they'll need to have a valid driver's license and automobile insurance. They'll need to do driver safety training, and we're looking at whether or not they would need a physical examination prior to their service, and that is not yet set, but stay tuned for more information on that.
And do you have any programs as far as making sure that there's no abuse going on within the organization or from a person to a person?
You know, there actually is. That's not through senior programs, but it's through the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department. They have volunteer ombudsmen, which is another opportunity that I plug RSVP volunteers into. And these ombudsmen, they go to different long-term care facilities and are assigned to those facilities to get to know the residents and staff and to monitor the safety and whatever concerns the residents might have about those facilities. So that's very important, very needed, especially in Las Cruces, where we have a growing retirement community.
And what are some of these concerns?
They can range, anything from as extreme as abuse within the facility to, maybe the facility just needs to be updated in their bathrooms with a new toilet paper dispenser. So as minor as that, but as serious as the other.
She was talking about volunteer drivers. Am I wrong in saying that don't the Meals on Wheels program have volunteer drivers?
Absolutely. That's another organization, Doña Ana Senior Services, formerly known as SARE of New Mexico. They also are recruiting volunteer to be drivers within Doña Ana County for the Meals on Wheels program.
So the volunteers that you have, these are just focused not just for seniors, but for all ages?
Absolutely. At the network, my youngest volunteer is 18 years old, and my oldest is 95. So we have quite a span of ages at the network.
Are you specifically looking for them to fill in certain volunteer stations that you have?
Yes, it depends on the station, what their needs are and what their requirements are of volunteers. Some are looking for younger volunteers and some might want more volunteers with more professional experience. So just give me a call and I'd be happy to fill you in on those details.
And where can they call you?
My number is 575-528-3035. The Volunteer Fair, it's not just an event for seniors, but I do want families to know that if you have kids who are in high school age and are interested in volunteering as well, come on over to the Volunteer Fair because there are a number of organizations that need youth volunteers in addition to adult and older volunteers.
And that sometimes fulfills some service requirements for their school, does it not?
Yes. A lot of the high schools now ask for community service hours, as well as university students who are doing community service through one of their courses. So we are able to accommodate university students at the network, where we work with volunteers 18 and older. But if we can't accommodate you, we will make referrals to other agencies.
We'll look forward to the Las Cruces Volunteer Fair, February 23rd, at the Brannigan Cultural Center from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., 501 North Main Street. And I'd like to thank you, Genevieve Kirk, Volunteer Coordinator, and also Alan Daly, RSVP Volunteer at the Munson Senior Center. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. And come out to the Volunteer Fair and meet both of us personally.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.